Boy, it's been fun. I was at the game on Monday night. As you know, my undergrad's at K-State, so this is, you know, I mean, this has been a growing experience for me. But gosh, we had a great time down there. Here in Washington, the place is all abuzz about the last second Chalmers shot. Just was fabulous. So over at the White House today, they're going to be greeting the KU team in the White House. That's beginning the planning phases of that. And it's just exciting. And to see them come from behind so strong and to win that victory, that's just fabulous. It's a wise sportsman famously said, it's never over until it's over, especially if Mario Chalmers is in the building. I congratulate and start the press conference today congratulating KU basketball team for a terrific win this week, a fabulous season, and a third national championship in basketball. Now, James Naismith invented basketball. I contend we invented it in Kansas. Others dispute that and say, well, it's another state. But anyway, Naismith invented basketball, and I contend it was perfected Monday night by the Kansas Jayhawks basketball team. You can go through Wilt Chamberlain, Danny Manning, and the Miracles in 1988. KU now has 13 Final Fours and three national championships. Again, congratulations, University of Kansas men's basketball team, Rock Chalk, Jayhawk. That's a fabulous, fabulous win and a fabulous game. Last week, Senator Roberts, my colleague, and I sponsored an amendment. Pat has pushed this in Finance Committee, where he serves on, for Greensburg. Greensburg obviously still needs our prayers, and they need our help. The Senate has passed an amendment in the housing stimulus package, and if the overall package passes, this will include the Greensburg tax package. It'll provide much-needed tax relief for the citizens of Greensburg as they rebuild their community. Bill will extend the replacement period for damaged property, establish a tax credit for wages paid to employees while a business was not operating, allow for tax-free withdrawals from retirement plans, and increase expensing for small business in Greensburg. This package has passed the Senate twice as a standalone bill and as an amendment to the Farm Bill. It's my hope we can get it on through all the way across the line to the president signed in this housing stimulus package. Republican River Basin Feasibility Study, this is primarily an issue in north central Kansas, but just wanted to draw your attention to it if it's in your particular area. The Republican River Basin Feasibility Study has already been passed by the House, is included in the public lands bill the Senate will now consider. Feasibility study is going to be conducted by the Secretary of Interior. We'll be in partnership with Kansas and Nebraska. I'm happy the study is included in the public's land bill, as several Kansas counties will be positively impacted: Jewel, Republic, Cloud, Washington, and Clay counties. Studies to determine if it's feasible to implement a water supply and conservation project that will improve the reliability of the water supply in the Republican River Basin between Nebraska's Harlan County Lake and Milford Lake in Kansas. It's also to look at ways to increase this water storage capacity in the basin and to work on water management efficiencies. We've been working on this project on the Senate side. Congressman Rand has from the House side. It's my hope we can get it on through. On the Farm Bill, we need a Farm Bill now. The Farm Bill extension ends in 9 days. There's still no tangible movement towards a bill that I can support or one that's good for the state of Kansas. I'm disappointed we have not made more movement towards a resolution. Crop insurance and direct payments, two programs that were already cut in both the House and Senate bills, are still on the chopping block during the conference committee. That isn't right. Our farmers need a reliable safety net, and they need to know what that safety net is. These two programs provide most of that safety net. The commodity program is already less than 15% of the farm bill. Yeah, you heard that right. Less than 15% of the so-called farm bill. I do not support any further cuts into the commodity title. If we can't come to an agreement in the next few days, we should at least pass a year-long extension. I think the farmers of our state have waited long enough without knowing what the safety net's going to look like moving forward. It's time to pass the bill now. I want to speak briefly about the tanker deal. This is not over. I'm raising this issue with my Senate colleagues. We've had several discussions. We want to make sure our concerns about outsourcing tanker production to Europe and unfair trade practices are taken into account. I continue to believe we should not outsource production of this crucial platform. We shouldn't outsource our defense needs or our food needs, and this starts and moves us along that road. The U.S. government's official position is that Europe unfairly subsidizes aviation. We should not award a contract to a European company while we at the same time, with the U.S. government, accuse that same company of benefiting from unfair trade practices. I'm also concerned about fuel prices, as everybody is. I've joined with Senator Cantwell from Washington in a letter asking the General Accounting Office to assess the true life cycle cost of the proposed new tanker. Airbus's plane is much bigger than the Boeing platform, and even small differences in fuel consumption will dramatically increase the cost of going with Airbus. The timeline is important, and just to give you some focus on when some of these things will report out, the Government Accounting Office will issue a decision on the Boeing protest in June. We also expect the World Trade Organization to rule on the U.S. Trade Representative's case against European aviation subsidies around that same time. The A330, which is the Airbus platform, received billions of dollars in research and development subsidies, specifically $5 billion, we're charging, the U.S. government is, that provided an unfair advantage to in this competition. I expect the House to send us the FY09 defense bill, hopefully with language that slows down this contract until our concerns are addressed. And then I would hope we could act similarly on it in the Senate. Finally, General Petraeus has been in testifying to the U.S. Congress this week. He has had a good report of progress on stability that's taking place in Iraq, that the current troop reduction they're going to continue with. He would not commit to future troop reductions one way or the other about whether that'll take place. I think this is an overall very good report from General Petraeus. It's still a difficult situation. They are making the Iraqis, some political progress. They need to make more. They need to take on issues more themselves. But overall, certainly from a year ago, where we were a year ago, this is a real turnaround that's happened. I want to commend again the military personnel in the field for the excellent job that they've done. Tremendous leadership by General Petraeus. And we've got to see this on through.